Go away. Go away. Get out of here. Like a 4th of July themed coat or something.
It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen. The Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go. The 3-2 runners go. It is strike three called. It's a no-hitter. The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history. Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done.
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hartman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes.
Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Tampa Tarpons, the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you. It is the sixth and final game of the six-game series between the Marauders and the Tarpons. It is the Tarpons' second and final visit of the 2022 season to Lee Cobb Park, and they have already claimed a series victory with last night's 3-2 win over the Marauders. Last night, the Marauders held to only two hits over their first eight innings at the plate. They were held scoreless through those first eight innings. Tarpons, meanwhile, had built an early 1-0 lead in the first, padded that lead to 3-0 in the seventh inning. The Marauders with a late two-run homer from Wyatt Hendry in the bottom of the ninth. That would be the only scoring the Marauders would have all night, though, on a brilliant pitching performance between three Tampa Tarpons pitchers as they won their fourth of the first five games to begin the series. Tonight, the Marauders look to end the series on a high note. They'll look to left-hander Luis Peralta, a recent returnee from the development list. Looked good in his return from the list his last time out at Dunedin. last Sunday against the Blue Jays on the road. Three scoreless innings, gave up only one hit, one walk, struck out five, and looked pretty darn good. Right-hander Zach Messinger will get the start for the Tarpons tonight. More on those two men later, as well as on the starting lineups. For now, we'll step aside, and when we come back, we will feature our trip around the Pirates organization with our weekly farm reports, featuring reports from AAA Indianapolis and AA Altoona. That's coming up next on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
With the Indianapolis Indians, I'm Jack McMullen. The results have been mixed for the Indians on the team side this week in Nashville. Indies dropped three of the first five games in the series to the top team in the International League's West Division, but there's been no shortage of individual firepower. After being optioned, Cal Mitchell has picked up where he left off prior to the call-up. He's gotten hits in each of his three games this week, including a three-hit night in his first game back. Rodolfo Castro has supplied some thunder, belting two homers so far this week, including a 410-foot shot on Saturday. But the real story with Indy at the moment seems to be the four rehabbers. Kevin Newman sporting a 10-game hitting streak on a rehab assignment, if you had that on your bingo card. Ben Gisfar. And as for the fourth,
swung on, and there it goes, deep to right, down the line, way back, fair ball, and a grand slam for Yoshi Tsutsugo. Oh, he belted it out of here. What an inning for the Indians. Tsutsugo's second homer on the rehab assignment. And the Indians with seven runs in. And on the grand slam, they now lead it 7-3. Wow.
That's Howard Kelman on the call. Yoshi Tsutsugo has been great. Yoshi's hitting .429 with nine walks drawn in eight games on the rehab assignment. And his two-run shot on Friday and grand slam on Saturday gives him nine RBIs and an OPS over 1,300 in his eight games. The Indians wrap up the series in Nashville tonight before heading home for a July 4th matchup with the Iowa Cubs. With the Indianapolis Indians, I'm Jack McMullen.
With the Altoona Curve, I'm John Moses. Five games into the second half of the season, and Altoona started the second half of the campaign with back-to-back victories over the Harrisburg Senators. And lately, third baseman Jared Triolo has seen his play pick up at the plate. After walking 19 times in April and May combined, Triolo drew 20 free passes in the month of June and recorded a .383 on-base percentage. Selected by the Pirates 72nd overall in 2019 out of the University of Houston, Triolo recently spoke about his recent hot streak at the plate.
Kind of just staying committed to my process and not giving away any at-bats. It's easy, you know, as the season goes on to kind of give away some at-bats and, you know, get a little tired and sloppy. So just staying true to that is going to help me going forward. Just kind of focusing on my zones, knowing where I can do damage, and that's kind of where I'm looking. And if they're not putting it there, then not swinging. I'd say lately I've been just kind of working on getting my pitch and hitting it hard, and that's kind of just been my different approach. So.
Not only has Triolo showcased a terrific glove at third base all season long, he's bounced around the diamond a bit, playing 11 games at shortstop and four games in center field, a position he has played sparingly since his days in high school. Triolo Sunday at 6 o'clock against Harrisburg before heading out on a week-long road trip to Akron, Ohio for a six-game set with the Rubber Ducks. With the Altoona Curve, I'm John Moses.
Many thanks, as always, to Jack McMullen of the AAA Indianapolis Indians and John Moses of the AA Altoona Curve for their contributions to this week's Pirates Farm Report. More up next. Starting lineups coming your way on the pregame show. That's up next after the break. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, fan appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Time to meet tonight's starting lineups here at Leacon Park between the Marauders and the Tampa Tarpons. We begin with visitors, the Tarpons, a second-half record of 6-2, 33-41 overall. The Tarpons lead the West Division in the second half. Shortstop Alexander Vargas leads off. Center fielder Jason Dominguez bats second. The slugging catcher Austin Wells bats third. DH is Antonio Gomez. He bats cleanup. First baseman Anthony Garcia bats fifth tonight, with left fielder Madison Santos batting sixth. Second, Grant Richardson hits eighth. Third baseman Roberto Chirinos bats ninth. And on the mound for the Tarpons tonight, the right-hander Zach Messinger. Messinger, the right-hander with a 3.93 ERA. He has pitched mostly out of the bullpen this season. 20 appearances. He has made five spot starts previously and has been pitching out of the rotation more regularly as of late. 1.39 whip for him on the season, holding opponents to a 2.25 batting average. He has struck out 55 hitters over 36 and two-thirds innings. For the Marauders, a second-half record of 3-5, 32-41 overall. Here's how manager Jonathan Johnson fills out his lineup card tonight. Shortstop Sung Jae Chang leads off. Left fielder Chase Bowen bats second. Third baseman Davies Nadal bats third, with right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco in the cleanup spot. In the five-hole, center fielder Sergio Campagna looking good in two games since his return from the development list. The DH Wyatt Hendry, a two-run homer late in last night's game, bats sixth. Second baseman Michael Escoto returning to the club here tonight after being a regular Marauder last season. More on that later. Escoto playing second base and batting seventh. Catcher Grant Cook bats eighth. First baseman Norquis Marcos bats ninth for the Marauders, who send lefty Luis Peralta out to the mound. 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic, signed with the Pirates in 2017, features an electric mix of fastball, curveball, changeup. ERA inflated to almost 7 on the season, but after about a month's stay on the development list, looked good in his return last week in Dunedin. Three scoreless innings, walked only one, struck out five, and gave up only one hit in those three scoreless. Those are your starting lineups tonight here in Bradenton, looking at cloudy skies for a second straight night. There was a brief drizzle of rain also before the home plate meeting started and before folks started filing in the ballpark. We're hoping that stays away for the rest of the evening, as this is one of our biggest nights promo-wise here at Leacom Park this season. Our Independence Day celebration presented by Leacom, with fireworks presented by Budweiser coming up after the game. Big night here at Leacom on this Sunday. We hope you'll stick with us throughout the evening as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons. First pitch is coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leacom Park. Throwback uniforms paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leacom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back inside Leacom Park, where we have a heck of a crowd on hand on this Sunday night for our Independence Day celebration presented by Leacom. One of the biggest nights of the year here at Leacom Park in Bradenton tonight as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons, the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. Hi again, everybody. Spencer Smith with you here for the series finale. The Tarpons have taken four of the first five. The Marauders came out on top the only time in the series on Friday night with their 5-3 win. They look to go out on top here in this Sunday series finale. Left-hander Luis Peralta, the 21-year-old from Moca in the Dominican Republic, has just completed his warm-up tosses. The Marauders on the field in their special patriotic-themed jerseys, and the Tarpons, meanwhile, in their traditional road grays. Tampa across the front in navy blue lettering, similarly styled numbers on the back. Alexander Vargas, the switch-hitting shortstop, leads off yet again for the Tarpons. He's hit the Marauders well in this series, batting 300 this week off Marauders pitching. Peralta gazes into Grant Cook for the signal. Wind up in the game's first pitch. It is taken high for ball one. We're underway right on time, 6:30 p.m. 80 degrees and cloudy overhead here in Bradenton. Soft breeze in from center field. The 1-0 from Peralta. Swinging a bouncing ball hit to short. Right there for it is Sung Che Chang. He throws to first in time. And that's how we get started. A ground out to short. Let's meet the Marauders defensively. In the outfield from left to right, it's Jace Bowen, Sergio Campagna, and Rodolfo Nolasco. Around the horn on the infield, Davis Nadal is at third base. Sung Che Chang, whom we just met, is the shortstop. Michael Escoto at second base. Norquis Marcos at first base. And Grant Cook is the catcher. Just two pitches and one away. Here's Jason Dominguez, Yankees number 8 prospect. Switch hitter, bats right-handed. The pitch by Peralta is a little too high for ball one. Play umpire tonight is Nelson Fraley. Garrett Griffin is on the bases. The 1-0 from Peralta. Dominguez swings and skies one down the right field line, twisting out of play. Team Marauders jerseys tonight. You got the field all dressed up. Red and blue stripes and white stars around the home plate area. The 1-1 coming. Dominguez takes high and outside. Grounds crew did a magnificent job getting the field ready before game time. All festive. Got all the red, white, and blue bunting around the ballpark. 2-1 on its way from Peralta. Swing and a miss by Dominguez for strike two. Fastball, curveball, changeup featured in Luis Peralta's arsenal. 5'11", 170 pounds, but an electric arm. Left-hander's 2-2. Dominguez takes strike three called. Two away as Peralta collects his first strikeout of the night. And for the Tarpons, Austin Wells will step up next. Power-hitting catcher, 7 games with the Tarpons this season. On what basically amounts to a minor league rehab assignment, began the year at High A Hudson Valley before being injured in mid-May. The pitch, Wells takes a strike over the outside corner. Wells took a foul tip between the legs. Not a pleasant spot to take something like that, so he spent about a month on the shelf. The 0-1 coming, Wells takes low and outside. Wells, unfortunately, took a foul tip to that very same region last night. Thankfully, he was able to stay in the game after understandably being in pain for a little bit. 1-1, Wells lays off upstairs for ball two. Just underway here in Bradenton. Marauders nothing, Tarpons nothing. 2 outs with the bases empty. Shortstop Chang shifted toward the middle. Here's the windup and the pitch by Peralta. 2-1 is cut on it, missed for strike two. Peralta going fastball that time. He's showing the high black socks with his white pants cuffed below the knees. Here's the left-hander's 2-2. Wells takes strike three right down the middle on a fastball, inning over. Luis Peralta wastes no time taking care of business. We head to the bottom of the first. Tarpons nothing. The Marauders coming up. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
With the recent release of the Top Gun movie, lots of gentlemen around the world going with the old-school mustache look. Tarpons catcher Austin Wells, one of them, as you saw it on your screen, for those who are watching on MLB TV tonight. We go to the bottom of the first inning at Leacom Park after Luis Peralta, Marauders left-hander, took care of the side in order with a pair of strikeouts and a ground out. And we see right-hander Zach Messinger finishes warm-up tosses for the Tarpons. This will be the third time the Marauders have seen Messinger this season. 3.93 ERA on the season for the right-hander. Sung Chae Chang leads off for the Marauders. 247 average on the year, 3 home runs, 23 RBI. The windup by Messinger and the pitch. Chang takes inside on the Messinger fastball at 90. Those playing about even with the bag. As the 1-0 comes, Chang swings big and misses. 1-1. Messinger has racked up the strikeouts this season. 55 of them over 36 and two-thirds innings. Pretty solid-looking rate. 1.39 with the whip. 1-1 coming. Chang looks at strike two. All three fastballs so far from Messinger. Bevy pitches for him. Four-seam fastball, sinker, slider, curveball, and the occasional changeup. Here's his windup in the 1-2 offering. Chang swings and sends one foul to the backstop. Chang will be followed by Jace Bowen and Davies Nadal. Lefty, righty, lefty in the top third of the Marauders' order. Messinger has the sign. Windup, the 1-2. Breaking ball swung on, lined up the middle. Base hit into center field. Just out of the leaping reach of the shortstop, Vargas, and Chang has a leadoff single. Let's meet the Tarpons defense now. In the outfield from left to right, it's Madison Santos, Jason Dominguez, and Grant Richardson. Around the horn on the infield, Roberto Chirinos, the third baseman. Alexander Vargas at shortstop. The second baseman is Ben Cowles. First baseman is Anthony Garcia, and the catcher is Austin Wells. So leadoff single by Sung Chae Chang. He's now reached base safely in 10 of his last 12 games. That brings up Jace Bowen. Messinger kicks and deals, and Bowen takes inside, almost hit him in the legs. Bowen still among tops in the league and runs batted in and hits as well as steals. 18 stolen bases on the season, leads the team. Also leads the club with 8 home runs, 42 RBI. Pickoff to first, Chang dives in safely. Ball dropped by Garcia. Chang likes to run too, 14 of 17 in his base stealing attempts. Bowen awaits the 1-0. The pitch from Messinger. Chang goes for second. Pitch is swung on, grounded through the left side. A base hit. Chang wants three. Left fielder Santos up with the ball. Throw to third is late. Bowen rounds first far, and he dives. Jace Bowen a single through the left side. Sung Chae Chang takes the extra base, and the Marauders threaten with men on the corners. Marauders jumping on Zach Messinger early here as we look at what he's done earlier this season against Bradenton. Two relief appearances back in the early May series matchup between these two teams. Two innings, touch for two runs on May the 4th, and touch for one run in one inning 4 days later. Davies Nadal, the batter, he gets the first pitch and takes just a little off the outside corner. Nadal playing in just shy of 30 games with Bradenton this season, hitting .221. One long ball, 8 runs driven in. Some slick defense at shortstop and at second base at times. The 1-0 by Messinger. Nadal swings and it's a high fly ball right field, close to the line. Richardson over, and this one gets out of play. Nadal looking to bring in Sung Chae Chang with that first Marauders run of the night. Messinger sets at the belt buckle. His 1-1. Nadal takes a look at strike two on the off speed. One of the busiest arms out of this Tarpons bullpen, Messinger, listed at 6'6", 225 pounds from Chandler, Indiana. Surveys the runners, men on the corners with nobody out here in the bottom of the first. The pitch. Nadal turns away from one high and tight. Takes it for ball two. Chandler, Indiana, located just outside of Evansville. 13th round pick by the Yankees last year was Messinger out of University of Virginia. Helped lead the Cavaliers to the College World Series last year. 2-2 pitch from the right-hander. Up and away for ball three. Right before the pitch, Chang was staggering off third, trying to draw Messinger's attention. Gustavo Omana flashing signals to his base runners as he coaches at third base. Messinger has the sign, sets again. 3-2 pitch, Bowen going for second. Swing and a line drive, base hit into right field. That scores Chang from third. Stop sign right there. RBI single by Davies Nadal. And the Marauders take a 1-0 lead. 3 straight singles to open the game by the Marauders. Sungjae Chang, Jace Bowen, Davies Nadal. Still nobody out. Here's Rodolfo Nolasco looking to join in on the fun. Messinger is set. Marauders leading 1-0 early. Here's the pitch. Nolasco takes in the dirt. Wells keeps it in front. Up to second base, though. No hesitation goes Davies Nadal. No throw, and he's in standing up. Wild pitch puts two into scoring position. Tarpons are going to change up the pitch calling signals. Messinger gazes inside of his hat to the pitch calling card. Late umpire Nelson Fraley is talking to somebody in the Marauders dugout from afar. Not sure what it's about. Oh, he needs some more baseballs. Our bat boy Shane on the home side, hustling out to meet Nelson Fraley with a fresh shipment of balls. Davies Nadal ripping an RBI single to right field. He's now at second base after a wild pitch. Jace Bowen ahead of him on third. Ducks on the pond for Davies Nadal. Nobody out. Messinger, the 1-0. Breaking ball in the dirt. Another good block by Wells. Messinger showing utmost trust in his battery mate, wasting those pitches in the dirt. Nolasco wisely laying off of both of them. Let's see if he gets something to hit here on 2-0. A look at second. Pitch number 3 to Nolasco. Taken low. Another breaking ball. Not a bad spot, but Nolasco not offering. Now goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Sergio Campagna waiting on deck. Right-hander down 3-0. He deals to Nolasco, who takes a fastball right down the pipe for strike one. Bowen into his lead off third base. Nadal off of second. Tarpon's infield up a little bit. Not quite on the cut of the grass. 3-1 pitch. Fastball low for ball 4, and that fills the bases. Disciplined plate appearance there by Rodolfo Nolasco. Bases full, nobody out for Sergio Campagna. And that will bring Austin Wells, the catcher, out for a mound visit with Zach Messinger. All 4 Tarpons infielders join the chat. Well, how about this? A hit and run starved Marauders lineup. Sticking it to Zach Messinger early on. Still only a 1-0 lead. An opportunity to add quite a few more here. As Tarpon's pitching staff, one of the best in the Florida State League, has held the Marauders to very few runs in the grand scheme of things here in this series. Held them to just the 2 runs on 1 swing of the bat the 9th inning last night. And so here we go. The mound meeting over. Sergio Campagna steps into the box. Since his being reinstated from the development list, Campagna 5-for-7 at the plate with 2 runs batted in. Righty on righty matchup. Here's the pitch. Campagna takes a slider for a strike. 3 straight singles and a walk. Here the first by the Marauders. A man on every base with none out. Messinger on the first base end of the rubber. Delivers the 0-1. Campagna takes strike 2 at the knees. He wants to challenge it. Nelson Fraley looking up toward the press box. Overturned. That's ball 1. Count even at 1-1. 2-tone bat for Campagna. Red barrel, black handle. Wiggling it away from his chest as he waits. 1-1 pitch. Fast taken by the shortstop. Vargas steps on second for 1. Throw to first in time. A double play. Meanwhile, though, Jace Bowen scores from third. And the Marauders make it a 2-0 lead. Campagna, not an easy guy to double up, but fortunately for the Tarpons, that ball hit right up the middle toward the bag. And not much trouble there by Alexander Vargas, the shortstop. Davies Nadal to third on that play. That brings up Wyatt Hendry, who has mentioned homered in the ninth last night. The pitch, breaking ball, over for a strike. Two outs, runner on third. Marauders two, Tarpons nothing. Messinger the 0-1. Fastball swing and a line drive into right field. That's in for a hit. Scoring from third is Nadal. Wyatt Hendry with an RBI single to the opposite field. 3-0 Marauders. Three RBI in the course of two at-bats for Wyatt Hendry. Marauders jumping all over Zach Messinger here in the first inning. And here's Michael Escoto. First time we've seen Escoto in a Marauders uniform in 2022. Here's the pitch by Messinger. Breaking ball. Drops a little too low. Ball one. Escoto regular for Bradenton last season. Played mostly shortstop. A little bit of time at second base as well. Began the season at High A Greensboro. Scuffled to begin his season. Trying to get his season back on track. The 1-0. Escoto swings. Cracks his bat. Line drive. Left center. A base hit. Hendry around second. He's going for three. Center fielder Dominguez makes the throw to third. It's late. And into second base with no throw is Michael Escoto. Marauders pouring it on here in the first inning. Just out of the reach of Alexander Vargas up the middle. Michael Escoto with the single, pushing Hendry up to third base. Escoto taking second base on the throw into third from center field. Already a 3-0 Marauders lead. Timeout called and a first inning mound visit by Tarpons pitching coach Grayson Crawford. The largest crowd of the season here at Lee Cobb Park, seeing the Marauders jump out to a hot start against Zach Messinger and the Tampa Tarpons. All four infielders join pitcher, catcher, pitching coach out on the mound. Brilliant start for Bradenton tonight in front of a crowd that's anticipated to be around 3,000 strong tonight here at Lecom Park. Tarpon still talking things over. Now they break up the meeting, only as Nelson Fraley goes out to break it up. Now let's see what Grant Cook can do. He's the eighth man to the plate this inning. Marty the Marauder on the first base dugout, waiting to entertain some fans between innings. The Marauders have just matched their season high for hits in a single inning with five here in the first. Second and third, two outs for Cook, and the pitch. Cook takes a fastball just inside for a ball. Cook is 0 for his last seven. Wyatt Hendry on third base, Michael Escoto at second. 6'6" righty Messinger fires, and the 1-0 pitch is down, ball two. On deck for the Marauders, Norquis Marcos, the only man not yet to bat this inning. Here's the set. Now the 2-0 offering, Cook takes a fastball strike. Marauders leading 3-0, RBI singles by Davis Nadal and Wyatt Hendry. Jace Bowen scoring from third on a double play ground ball hit by Sergio Campagna. Two runners in scoring position. Now the 2-1 offering. Fastball low and inside. Cook dances out of the way. Goes to 3-1. Cook joined the Marauders last month. 18 games as a Marauder, hitting .226 with .354 on base percentage. 3-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. Fastball down in the zone. Cook with a two-tone bat with a black barrel, tan handle. Standing at the plate with an open right-handed stance. The 3-2. Swinging a bouncing ball pulled to third. Chirinos waits back on it. Toss across to first. It is a little bit low, but the stretch. A good one by Garcia. And out is Cook. That's the end of the inning, but the Marauders played 3-0 Bradenton heading to the second. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Loud and supportive crowd enjoying their Sunday night here on our Independence Day celebration presented by Leecom here at Leecom Park in Bradenton. Catcher Antonio Gomez for the Tarpons leads off the second. He takes the first pitch from Luis Peralta high, ball one. Marauders 3, Tarpons nothing. Bradenton plating 3 runs on 5 hits in the bottom of the first. Peralta winds and deals the 1-0, and Gomez takes high and inside. Gomez playing in 40-plus games for the Tarpons this year. A .218 average, 2 home runs, 19 RBIs. The 2-0. Fastball is up in the zone for a called strike, and Gomez looked like he thought about challenging it. Decided not to. Peralta retired the side in order with a couple of strikeouts included in the first inning. 2-1. Way outside, he falls behind. 3-1. Walks a recurring problem for Peralta this season. 21 of them over 24 and two-thirds innings. The 3-1, and he catches the zone with that fastball for strike two. So far, though, Peralta in command, poised on the mound. 21-year-old southpaw with the windup. And the payoff pitch to Gomez. He swings and fights one off foul. Antonio Gomez, a 20-year-old from Caracas, Venezuela. Signed out of Venezuela by the Yankees in 2018. 3-2 pitch again is taken low and inside. Awfully close, but Peralta just missing. And it looks like Grant Cook is trying to tell Peralta, no, don't challenge it. Cook has a better view than almost anyone but the umpire where these pitches are coming. So Antonio Gomez draws the walk. Anthony Garcia will bat next. Anthony Garcia, batting. We've seen him do this a couple of times in this series. Here's the pitch. Taken high and inside, and that's off of Garcia's elbow, and he's being sent down to first base. That pitch slipping away from Peralta, who's standing with his hands on his hips. Garcia hunched over the waist briefly in a little bit of pain, but looks like he's going to be okay to continue. Another look at it. Oh, right in the forearm of the wrist, maybe. Contentious start to begin the second. A walk and a hit by pitch. Madison Santos, another left-handed batter, steps in for the Tarpons. All of a sudden, the tying run to the plate for Tampa. And a pitch by Peralta. Fastball right down the middle of strike. Santos, 22 years old, from Monte Cristi in the Dominican Republic. Like Gomez before him, signed with the Yankees in 2018. The 0-1, he takes a breaking ball for strike two. Santos swinging a light tan bat, almost that natural wood color. High navy blue socks with those gray pants cuffed below the knees. 0-2 coming to him. He swings and slashes one foul out of the ballpark. Out toward 9th Street on the third base side. We have that cloud cover here at Lecon Park, so the stadium lights have been on since the first pitch. Peralta is set, and is 0-2. Santos takes in the dirt, and Cook couldn't find it for a moment. Now he retrieves it halfway to the backstop. Runners advance a base each. Gomez up to third, Garcia on to second. On what will most likely be ruled a wild pitch. We'll see another one to Santos. One ball, two strikes. Runners on second and third with nobody out. The pitch way outside for ball two. Peralta not quite having the same stuff here in the second inning as he did in the first, where he went three up and three down. He's ready. 2-2 to Santos. Taken high for ball three. Santos settles into the box, left-handed open stance in a crouch, resting the bat on his shoulder. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Down he goes on a fastball, strike three. Luis Peralta slings that fastball into the inner half of the zone, and Santos unable to connect. One out here in the second. Not quite where Cook had called for it. Result still positive, though. Ben Cowles, plenty of power potential from the right side, represents the tying run. He takes the first pitch high and inside. Peralta with the long brown hair, long curly brown hair, spilling out from under his black hat. Marauders pairing those black hats with the Stars and Stripes jerseys. The 1-0 pitch. Cowles swings and rolls one to short. Backhanded by Chang. Jump throw to first is in time to get him. Run comes home on the play. Gomez scores from third base. And the Tarpons are on the board. But how about Sung Che Chang on the jump throw from the hole at short? Norquis Marcos, the stretch on the receiving end. Saving a low throw there. So it's an RBI ground out for Ben Cowles. Two outs for the Tarpons with a runner on third. And Anthony Garcia. Grant Richardson, the hitter. Another lefty-lefty showdown. Here is the pitch by Peralta, taken low. Grant Richardson, just 1-for-11 in the series, has one hit, a good one though. Two runs single, 1-0 pitches, swung on, foul tipped into Cook's mitt. Trying to keep the Tarpons to one run here in the second. The 1-1 pitch is taken outside for ball two. Pitches, the total now for Peralta. Garcia, small lead off of third base with two outs. And the offering from the lefty, way outside, 3-1. That's the third three-ball count that Peralta's gone to here in the second inning. Richardson trying to knock his teammate in from third base and make this a one-run game. Peralta with a 3-1 offering. Swing and a miss. Richardson chasing the low breaking ball. Bright flashy cleats for Richardson in the batter's box. Some fluorescent green, some teal, some pink trim on those white cleats. He gets a 3-2 and takes low and outside of the Peralta curveball for ball four. That puts the tying run onto the bases and brings the potential go-ahead run to the plate for the Tarpons. Timeout called. Here's pitching coach Yorman Bizardo for a mound visit. Peralta throwing smoke in his first inning. Retired the side in order on a ground out, then a pair of strikeouts looking. Here in the second, a little bit different. Leadoff walk to Antonio Gomez on seven pitches. Hit Anthony Garcia in the arm with a pitch. after a strikeout of Madison Santos. We saw a wild pitch that advanced the base runners. Then a ground out by Ben Cowles brought home a run. Now Grant Richardson walking. So in this tight spot, it's fortunate the Marauders built the lead that they did in the bottom of the first. For those just joining us, Bradenton, 3 runs in the first inning. 3 consecutive singles opened the frame. Sung Jae Ching, Jace Bowen, Davies Nadal. The latter brought home a run. A couple of it behind an RBI single to right field. Also saw Sergio Campagna bring home a run from third on a double play grounder. So as it stands, Marauders leading 3-1, but the Tarpons piecing together a threat. First and third with 2 outs for Roberto Chirinos, number 9 hitting third baseman tonight. Peralta with a set and the pitch. Chirinos lays off low and outside. 35 pitches, only 18 strikes for Peralta. Just over 50%. Marauders infield playing Chirinos slightly to pull. Here's the toss, a swing and a pop-up foul out of play. Headed toward the fan plaza. And 4 or 5 boys go chasing after it, sprinting out that tunnel from the stand leading out toward the fan plaza. For the Tarpons, Anthony Garcia on third, Grant Richardson at first. Here's a pickoff to first base, and Richardson barely had much of a lead. He's back in standing up. Left-hander, hands together at the chest. 1-1, Richardson breaks for second. Swing and a miss. The throw down to second is late from Grant Cook. A stolen base for Grant Richardson, his 10th of the season. Anthony Garcia, meanwhile, stays on third base. Richardson got a really good jump. Almost losing his balance coming up into his slide on second base. Now some action in the Marauders' bullpen with Christian Charlie starting to loosen up. 1 strike to go for Peralta to escape. The 1-2 pitch, high and tight. Chirinos leans away from it. Deuces are wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 2 men in scoring position for the Tarpons, who trail by 2. Peralta offers up the next pitch, and it's taken high for ball 3. Came within 1 strike of retiring the last batter, Grant Richardson. Trying to take care of business here. Alexander Vargas is waiting on deck. Tarpon's leadoff man. 3-2 pitch coming. It is swung on and popped up. Out of play on the first base side. This will end up over by the main gate. Nearly 30 pitches thrown in this second inning by Luis Peralta. Trying to craft a perfectly placed 3-2 pitch here to Roberto Chirinos to finish off the inning. Here it is, the 3-2 again. It is swung on and bounced to third. This ball is foul down the line. That ate up Davies Nadal on the backhand sliding try. And fortunately for the Marauders, that ball just a few inches foul. Another look at it. The ball pulled just over the head of Anthony Garcia, the base runner. Had a duck underneath it. The big fella at 6'5". We'll do it yet again at 3-2. Peralta, the pitch. Chirinos swings and misses strike 3. The inning is over. And Peralta strands a pair in scoring position. Tarpons get a run back, though. 3-1, Bradenton. Going to the bottom of the second. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air. Built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders in front 3-1 at Lecom Park in Bradenton. Norquise Marcos, Marauders first baseman, leads off the home half of the second. First pitch is inside from Zach Messinger for ball one. The Marauders sent 8 men to the plate in a 3-run first inning. Marcos the only man not to bat in that frame. Here's Messinger with a 1-0. Marcos takes outside ball two. Tarpin's able to squeak a run back on an RBI ground out to the shortstop bent by Ben Cowles. Marcos gets a 2-0 pitch. He takes way inside again for ball three. Messinger throws away a baseball. He didn't like the feel of that one in his hand. Marquis Marcos patiently waiting for a 3-0 toss. Crouching stance from the right side. Here's the toss. That is way inside again for ball four. Marcos draws a free pass. Leadoff runner aboard for the Marauders in the second. Sung Chick at time already. Marcos on first. The pitch to Chang. Big curveball. Falls into the zone to strike. Stands packed with fans here on this Sunday night. Marauders ahead by two here in the second inning. Messinger the offering. And it's outside of Chang. Marquis Marcos runs on occasion. 4 of 6 in his base stealing attempts with the Marauders. Spin and a throw to first on a pickoff. And Marcos dives back safely. First one used by Messinger tonight. Or rather in this at bat, I should say. Sits 6 foot, righty is ready. 1-1, there goes Marcos for second. Breaking ball is high. Throw to second is not in time. Marcos swipes it. Marcos got a good jump, and he went on a breaking ball to boot. So that bought him a little more time. And Austin Wells couldn't get the throw there nearly in time. Marcos steals it with ease. White pants all full of dirt on the head first slide by Marcos. He's in a scoring position for Sung Chae Chang. 2 balls and a strike. Right-hander deals. Chang swings and bounces one down the first baseline. Garcia waits back on it. Underhand flip to Messinger covering the bag. In time to get Chang. For the first out, Marcos advances to third on the play. Now Jace Bowen, the man to try and bring home that run from third and make the Marauders in front by 3 again. Infield up on the cut of the grass. Messinger fires, and Bowen takes a fastball at the knees for strike one. To his 42 RBIs. Those are second most in the Florida State League. 0-1 pitch. Bowen looks at a fastball for strike two. Norquise Marcos at third base. Drew Watt stole second, took third on a ground out by Sung Chae Chang to the right side. 0-2 pitch. Bowen swings and fights it off foul. Tarpons have already clinched a series victory here this week, winning four of the first five games of the series. The Marauders trying to go out on a high note, though, here in this evening's finale. The 0-2 again to Bowen. Swinging a high pop-up. This is toward the right side of the infield. First baseman Garcia vacates. Second baseman Cowles wants it, and he makes the routine one-handed catch in fair territory. Not what the Marauders needed there in terms of depth on the fly ball. So Marcos is still stuck on third base. Davis Nadal, who drove home a run in the first inning, will now try and knock Marcos home. Nadal's taking some nice swings in a Marauders uniform in about a month plus with the ball club. Looking for RBI number two on the night with a man on third here in the second inning. The pitch up and away with a breaking ball from Messinger. Nadal's been flashy with the glove and with the speed. Always willing to take the extra base on a base hit. He swiped a few bases as well. The 1-0 left-handed batter swings and chops one foul off his own foot. Immediately waved dead by the umpires. Nadal fouling that ball foul, ooh, right off the inside of his right foot. Tarpons, one run, no hits. Marauders, three runs on five hits. Looking to bring home a fourth of the night with a man on third. Here in the second, the 1-1 pitch. Nadal tosses dead meat. The snap throw by Wells gets him, and the inning is over. So the Marauders get nothing here in the second, and it's 3-1 Bradenton heading to the third inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Exciting game on this Sunday at Leacom Park for our Independence Day celebration presented by Leacom. Marauders 3, Tarpons 1. Top of the third inning begins as Alexander Vargas takes a high strike on a fastball from Luis Peralta. Peralta 3 up and 3 down. All said and done, only one run allowed. The 0-1, Vargas swings in. It's a high fly ball right field. Rodolfo Nolasco easing to his left on a light jog. Makes the catch, settling underneath it. Just two pitches and one away. Here's Jason Dominguez. Exciting center fielder. Plenty of tools in his toolbox. Jason Dominguez, number 8 Yankees prospect, according to Baseball America. The toss, he swings and fouls it back. Not shy about going after the first pitch. Well, it's a good one. He looked to have a good one there. 255 hitter on the season. 33 RBIs. Tied with Anthony Garcia for first on the team. 0-1. Swinging a line drive into right field. That's a base hit. Rodolfo Nolasco gets in front of it. And Jason Dominguez smacks a one-out single. Austin Wells, left-handed hitting catcher, playing in his eighth game with Tampa. Minor league rehab assignment continues for the Las Vegas native, playing in his eighth game with Tampa on the season. Began at High A Hudson Valley, put up tremendous numbers. The pitch here, way outside. Wells was hitting well north of 300, on base percentage of well over 400 the time he got injured at High A this season. A month on the injured list, came down to Tampa to get going again. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball now by Peralta, goes to 1-1. Wells was the Yankees' first round draft pick in 2020 out of University of Arizona. Man on first with one out. High leg kick and a throw to first and a pickoff. Dominguez back safely, standing up. Of course, the speed is part of Dominguez's skill set. 15 stolen bases in 21 tries. Left-hander with another pickoff. Almost sailed that one too high. Dominguez back. 2 step-offs or pickoffs per at-bat. Make a third, have to get the runner out. Otherwise, it's a balk this season. Now the 1-1. Taken low and inside. Peralta, a little bit of a crafty move there. Had Dominguez thinking twice. And the result, a pitch outside of the zone, though. Austin Wells showing his usual skill set, meanwhile, in his brief glimpse in Tampa this year. 423 on base percentage in his 7 games. The 2-1 swings and tips one foul. Also has 2 home runs, so flashing the power. He's also walked more than he has struck out. Now Grant Cook, it looks like, had a bite taken out of him with that foul tip. His back is to us, so we can't exactly see where he's in pain here. Casey Lee, Marauders trainer, out to take a look at him. Lee standing with hands on Cook's shoulders, and Cook is rubbing his eyes a little bit. Taking that catcher's helmet off. Trying to explain to Lee what exactly happened and what he's feeling is trying to take a look at it again. That ball glanced off the ground and basically rolled on right up his torso, maybe got him underneath the chin. So Casey Lee departs, and Grant Cook, at least for now, will stay in the game. Certainly good news. On that foul tip, the count moves to 2-2 in Austin Wells. Lead umpire Nelson Fraley talking with Cook some more, just making sure he's okay. So here we go. Wells will get settled back in. Luis Peralta on the mound. 2-2 on Wells with Jason Dominguez on first base. One out. The Marauders leading by 2 here in the top of the third inning. Peralta glances at first base. Here's the pitch. Wells takes low and outside on a breaking ball. Marauders got a good glimpse of Wells through a mid-June series last year when he was with the Tarpons as a regular player, if you will, going up the system. Now the 3-2 by Peralta, swinging a high drive. That was a robust Tarpons lineup midsummer last year that featured Austin Wells, Anthony Volpe, a bunch of other big boppers in that lineup. Trevor Hover, 3-2. That is in the dirt for ball 4. So the walks are starting to crop up again on Luis Peralta. Christian Charlie has continued throwing in the Marauders' bullpen. We saw him tossing last inning. And you wonder if that last batter is maybe approaching here for Luis Peralta. Coming off after a month's stay on the development list, as there is Charlie again throwing in the Marauders' bullpen. Marauders seem to have the objective of bringing Peralta back slowly off the development list. He pitched only 3 innings in his return from the dev list last week in Dunedin. Went 3 scoreless. He's into the third, one out here tonight. Antonio Gomez swings at the first pitch from Peralta and misses. Dominguez on second, Wells on first base. Here's the 0-1. Gomez lays off low. ...55 pitches for Luis Peralta. Not ideal with one out in the third inning. 1-1 pitch is a fastball, swung on, fouled back to the screen. Southpaw works ahead 1-2. The last time out, Peralta in Dunedin threw 37 pitches, pretty economical over his three innings, 27 of them for strikes. Wouldn't be surprised if this batter or the next might be Peralta's last of the night. The 1-2 pitch, Gomez swings and misses. Down he goes, strike three. Four strikeouts for Luis Peralta tonight. Fastball right onto the inner half. Manager Jonathan Johnston not moving a muscle on the top step of the dugout. We'll see if Peralta can make it through three innings himself. And we're going to have a pinch hitter here. Anthony Garcia is lifted in favor of Marcos Cabrera. Not sure what's wrong with Garcia. So Marcos Cabrera, who has given Marauders pitching fits all week long, will sub in for Garcia. We hope that whatever the ailment or the issue is with Anthony Garcia is mild. Vital part to this Tarpons team. One of the more talented sluggers in the Florida State League, and a guy who you would think is maybe playing himself into consideration for a promotion. Batting average doesn't jump out at you, but certainly the power ability does, and the eye at the plate, his ability to draw walks. So Garcia finishes his night with just one plate appearance. He was hit by a pitch as Marcos Cabrera checks his swing at a first pitch breaking ball. Yes, he went around it, says Garrett Griffin on the appeal. Well, the fact that Garcia was hit in the arm or maybe the wrist or the hand by that pitch in that first and only plate appearance, you wonder if that's maybe playing into his early exit tonight. Here's the toss, 0-1, taken high for a ball. Marcos Cabrera, an RBI single last night, 0-4 on Friday night. First and second with two outs. Go ahead, run at the plate for Tampa. Here's the 1-1. Runner breaks for third. Pitches outside. Throw to third by Cook. Is not in time. Jason Dominguez steals third base. A decent jump by Dominguez as we get another look at it. Cook's throw is off the mark. A little bit off to the second base side of the bag and airmailed slightly. Dominguez with his 16th steal of the season. Austin Wells remains on first base in the meantime. Count 2-1 on Marcos Cabrera. Now the 2-1 pitch. Fastball is high. More than likely we'll see some defensive switches when the Tarpons take the field next half inning. Marcos Cabrera, Garcia the first baseman. 3-1 pitch coming. It is swung on, grounded to third. A fair ball down the line. Dominguez scores from third. Up with the ball in left field is Jace Bowen. His throw goes into second base. It is not quite in time as Cabrera beats it out on the slide for an RBI double, and the Tarpons are within a run. Marcos Cabrera just barely keeping that hard-hit ground ball fair inside the bag at third, past the dive of Davies Nadal. And here is Jonathan Johnston out of the dugout. That's going to be it for Luis Peralta. Unable to make it a full three this time around. He leaves with two outs, runners on second and third in a one-run contest here in the third inning. Christian Charlie coming in. We'll tell you more about him when we come back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us at Leecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Left-hander Luis Peralta finished for the night on the mound for the Marauders after 2 2/3 innings, and into his place steps the flame-throwing right-hander from the Dominican, Christian Charlie. One of the most consistent relievers out of the Bradenton bullpen this season. Charlie this year has a 2 ERA, right on the nose at 2, over 17 relief appearances. He has struck out 34 batters while walking only 8 in his 27 innings of work, opponents batting 200 against him. So Charlie, who's typically mid-90s, can pump it up to the upper 90s with his fastball. Also brings a slider. He'll be tasked with facing Madison Santos, left-handed hitter for the Tarpons, who have runners on at second and third, with the Marauders' lead dwindled to one run. Charlie, by the way, 6 of 7 in stranding inherited runners this season. For the Tarpons, Austin Wells on third, Marcos Cabrera on second. The pitch to Santos, swinging a line drive up the middle. Two hops to Sung Jae Chang behind the bag. Throw on to first in time. Inning over on one pitch by Christian Charlie. The lead is intact for the Marauders. 3-2 they lead here at Leecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Lumps and lumps regardless, mouth cancer.
Marauders 3-0 lead has become a 3-2 lead as the Tampa Tarpons have fought back. Davies Nadal leads off the bottom of the third by taking a breaking ball low and inside from right-hander Zach Messinger. Spencer Smith back with you from Leecom Park on this mostly cloudy Sunday evening. Happy Independence Day weekend, everyone out there. The 1-0 pitch. Nadal takes a breaking ball for a strike. Marauders with a 3-run first inning. Tarpons getting 1 run each in the second and third. We have a challenge here from Davies Nadal. That call is upheld. Now remains 1-1 on Nadal. Messinger the windup and the pitch. Breaking ball. That is in there for strike two. Nadal cracked an RBI single to right field. His first at-bat, part of that Marauders 3-run first inning rally. Now the right-hander Messinger steps off the rubber. Tarpons in the second. RBI ground out by Ben Cowles. Third inning, RBI double by the pinch hitter Marcos Cabrera. Called on Zach Messinger, so the count moves to 2-2 on the automatic ball. Right-hander deals. 2-2 pitch in the dirt. The count is full. Christian Charlie came on in relief with two outs in the third for Luis Peralta, as you see the numbers there on Davis Nadal on your screen. Charlie got an inning-ending ground out, stranding in scoring position, the tying and go-ahead runs. 3-2 pitch is outside for ball four. Davis Nadal draws a leadoff walk. As the weeks have gone on, Davis Nadal has shown improved ability to see some pitches and work some deeper counts. Always good for the Marauders to have him on the base paths more frequently. Now Rodolfo Nolasco, speaking of walks, earned a walk his first time up tonight. Marauders looking to re-extend their lead. They're in front 3-2 here in the third inning. The pitch. Breaking ball. Low and inside. Nolasco jumping out of the way. Zach Messinger, University of Virginia product, drafted in the 13th round by the Yankees last year. A media studies major at Virginia. 1-0 pitch, runner breaks. Pitch is inside, throw to second by Wells. Is on a long bounce and not nearly in time. A stolen base for Davis Nadal, his sixth. Good jump, and Wells, a little bit of a long dart throw there down to second base. Davis Nadal into scoring position with none out. Messinger from the first base end of the rubber sets. A couple of looks back at second. The pitch, Nolasco takes a breaking ball for a strike. With that media studies major under his belt for Zach Messinger. Wonder if he maybe has a future in the broadcast booth as a color analyst once his playing days are over. He's set to the belt. The 2-1 pitch, Nolasco takes a bender inside, almost hit him. That's ball three. The Messingers. Zach's dad, Dennis, played basketball at Olney Central College in Illinois. His mom, Lisa, played volleyball at the University of Evansville. 3-1. Nolasco swings and chops one foul over toward the Tarpons dugout. Prior to his collegiate days, Messinger attended Castle High School in his native Indiana. Same high school attended by former Major League infielder Jamie Carroll, who spent some time in the Pirates front office as a special assistant. 3-2, Nadal breaks for third, pitches in the dirt for ball four. Davis Nadal takes third, standing up on a steal. Davis Nadal swipes a pair of bags, and Rodolfo Nolasco earns the free pass aboard. And the Marauders are mounting another threat here in the third inning. Sergio Campagna bats next. Nadal on third, Nolasco on first base. Messinger kicks and tosses. Fastball, check swing. Did Campagna go? Tarpon's appeal, no go on the check swing. Couple of shocked reactions from the visitors' dugout. Can't say I blame them. Pretty close on the Campagna check swing. 1-0. Campagna bounced into a double play last time up and scored a run. Pick off to first. Nolasco dives in safely. And Nolasco is holding his arms outstretched to someone. I'm not sure who it's directed at. I think it was at the first baseman, Chirinos. Not sure what Chirinos did, though. The set by Messinger. The 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. Campagna fooled badly. Chasing it low and outside in the dirt. By the way, that anticipated defensive change for the Tarpons. Starting third baseman Roberto Chirinos moves across the diamond over to first base. And the pinch hitter, Cabrera, who batted for Garcia, he's the new third base. Things and grounds one right side. Second baseman Cowles to his left, spins, and the only plays to first. Throws there and gets the out on Campagna, but that scores Davis Nadal from third, and the Marauders are back out to a two-run lead. Still only one gone in the inning. Wyatt Hendry bats next. That RBI for Campagna, his 11th of the season. Wyatt Hendry swinging a shiny, solid black bat. The pitch. Fastball. Swing and a miss. Hendry lined a nice crisp line drive single to right field in his first at bat. That scored one of the Marauders' three runs that inning. Nolasco on second with one out. Cowles, the second baseman, working him. The 0-1. Breaking ball low and outside. Another tremendous block by Wells. Doing a good job keeping his body behind these pitches in the dirt. It has been the throws tonight by Wells that have not fully been on their targets. He's bounced a couple of throws on a handful of stealing attempts by Marauders base runners tonight. Bradenton now back at front 4-2, bottom of the third inning. 1-1 to Hendry. Takes a slider low. Nolasco got a big secondary lead, went scampering back into second, didn't draw a throw. 62 pitches, 30 for strikes, less than half by Zach Messinger. Now the 2-1. Fastball swinging a high fly ball deep center. Going back, Jason Dominguez. He has a read on it. Makes the catch. Momentum coming through the catch. And up to third base is Rodolfo Nolasco standing up. Looked like Dominguez was going to gun it over there at first, but then he thought better of it. And instead just threw a more relaxed, accurate throw to the cutoff man. Nolasco good heads-up base running. Goes 90 feet further on the flyout. And Michael Escoto with an RBI opportunity now. He lined a soft single up the middle on a broken bat, his first at bat. Trying to re-extend the Marauders' lead to three with Nolasco on third. The pitch. Messinger, a breaking ball. Line drive offers it. Throw across to first in time. Inning over. But the Marauders get a run back on the RBI ground out by Campagna. 4-2, Bradenton after three. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org, the U.S. Forest Service, and the Ad Council.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. Beautiful patriotic themed jerseys the Marauders are wearing tonight on our Independence Day celebration presented by LECOM this evening. Those are being auctioned off with proceeds benefiting Mott's. Manatee on fourth inning. Umpires waiting for the grounds crew to clear the field. Grounds crew dragging the infield with their brooms between innings. Christian Charlie asking for a new baseball. He'll go to work against the bottom third of the order for Tampa, beginning with Ben Cowles. Sun piercing through the clouds on the third base side of the ballpark. Have a nice looking finish of the evening here. Pitch to Cowles, swinging a line drive, a high one to right field. Nolasco on his horse. He dives and he comes up short. The ball bounces by him. Cowles loses his helmet rounding first. He's around second, digging for three now. Nolasco's throw into the cutoff man, Escoto, will not go anywhere. And Ben Cowles is into third base with a leadoff triple. That is two nights straight now in which Rodolfo Nolasco has gotten unlucky in right field, coming up just short on a fly ball and seeing extra bases as a result in front of him. Why
Quite a breeze picking up in from center field now as Grant Richardson steps up. Tarpon's trailing by two, but they have a man on third with nobody out. Early threat here in the fourth inning. Christian Charlie delivers to Richardson. Pitch is way upstairs. Slightly eerie surroundings with the sun shining through the clouds on the third base side. Dark and bluish-gray clouds beyond right field meanwhile. The 1-0. Richardson takes a slider that just misses. Not by much. The Marauders want to challenge it. Call is upheld. Two balls and no strikes. It remains on Grant Richardson. A walk at his first plate appearance. Now Nelson Fraley making sure that the ABS representative tonight can hear him. Or vice versa. And the pitch to Richardson. That pitch is outside for a ball. And that previous call actually was overturned, so a little bit of a miscommunication there. 2-1 on Richardson. Pitch number 4 from Charlie. Fastball swung on, driven down the left field line, foul. We're in the top of the fourth at Lecom Park. Marauders 4, Tarpons 2. Final game of a 6-game series. Tarpons have already claimed the series win. They've taken 4 of the first 5 this week. 2-2 coming. Swinging a ground ball. Pulled just foul up the first baseline. Marquise Marcos swiftly moved to his glove side. Grabbed it. Grant Richardson just yanking it foul by less than a foot. Charlie with his glove in front of his face gets the signal from Cook. Ready at the chest. 2-2 again. Richardson swings and chops it foul off his own torso on the bounce. Stays alive at 2-2. Luis Peralta, Marauder starter, made just 2 2/3 innings tonight. Touch for 2 runs on 2 hits. Walked 3, struck out 5. Numbers there on Richardson. 31 RBI, second on the club. 2-2. Fastball swing and a miss. He got him. Heater at 96 on the gun. And Christian Charlie picking up his first strikeout. One away. Fastball right just above belt level. Roberto Torinos, third baseman, turned first baseman tonight after the apparent injury, removing Anthony Garcia from the game. Runner on third, one gone. Pitch to Torinos, a big swing and a foul tip into Cook's mitt. Marcos Cabrera, pinch hit for Anthony Garcia, last half inning. Cabrera stayed in the game as the new third baseman as Torinos moved across the diamond to play first base. Charlie on the 0-1. Fastball, swing and a miss for strike two. 98 on the radar gun that time from Charlie. 22-year-old right-hander from La Smoke tonight. 0-2 the count, way ahead on Chirinos. Here's the next toss. It is swung on and missed for strike three. 98 again. Have a night, Christian Charlie. Fastball right over the inside corner. Torinos couldn't put bat to ball. Now Charlie, one out away from stranding that man on third base. Leadoff triple by Ben Cowles. He's been stuck there ever since. Alexander Vargas, tough hitter to the plate, though. Pitch. Vargas looks at a breaking ball from Charlie for a strike. Vargas immediately asks for a challenge. Nelson Fraley engaging with the booth. That call is upheld. Still strike one. Spindly switch hitter batting left-handed. Vargas listed at 5'11", 148 pounds. The 0-1. He swings and misses strike two. 97 on the heater. Let's see what Charlie goes to on 0-2 here. See if he goes back to the well with another fastball or if he decides slider is the route to go. He sets. The 0-2 pitch to Vargas is the fastball late on the swing. Vargas gets a piece and sends it foul. Went fastball. 98 again. It's the third 98 this inning we've seen from Charlie. Glove in front of his face. Right-hander comes set now after getting the signal. Another 0-2 to Vargas. Fastball swung on and lifted high in the air, shallow center. Shortstop Chang out, waving his arms. He wants it, and he makes the one-handed catch. Inning over. Ben Cowles left stranded on third after the leadoff triple. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Bradenton 4, Tampa 2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day, guaranteed giveaway items where applicable, and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Fun for all ages here at Leacom Park tonight. Our Independence Day celebration presented by Leacom. Right-hander Zach Messinger continues out on the hill for the Tarpons as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Marauders leading Tampa 4-2. And for Bradenton, 8-9-1 coming up in the order. Grant Cook, the right-handed hitting catcher out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. Former Razorback. Digging into the box. Messinger, the 6'6" righty, into his windup. And the pitch to Cook. Fastball swung on, lined into left field for a base hit. Shortstop Vargas thought about timing up a big leap, but it was way over his head. No chance there. Grant Cook swats a leadoff single. And the Marauders are back in business. Cook with that single breaks a brief two-game hitless spell. Norquis Marcos to the plate next. Walked in his first plate appearance. Partly sunny skies off to the west here as the pitch comes to Marcos. Swing and a miss. Jammed on the inside fastball. Those sunny skies along the horizon, third base side, could make things a little bit challenging for the right fielder as well as the first baseman and second baseman. Messinger, the 0-1. Breaking ball. Misses inside. Not by much. Several fireworks going off in the distance. As we see left-hander Ryan Anderson throwing in the Tampa bullpen in left field. 1-1 pitch. Marcos checks his swing of the slider low. Did not go. Good block by Wells again in the dirt. Marcos 0-for-3 last night, followed a two-hit game for him that broke an eight-game hitless streak. 2-1. He swings and bounces one up the middle. Could be two. Vargas grabs it, steps on second for one. Throw it to first. In time, a 6-3 double play. Exactly where Marcos did not want to hit it. That was all too easy of an attempt there by Vargas. Time called. Rachel Balkovic, the Tarpons manager, out to the mound. Looks like that'll be end of the evening for Zach Messinger. She's made the call to the bullpen, and the tall left-hander Ryan Anderson is coming on to pitch. We'll leave it right there, bottom of the fourth. Marauders leading 4-2. New pitcher coming in for the Tarpons. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at
Big southpaw Ryan Anderson on the pitch for the Tampa Tarpons. 2.55 ERA out of the Tampa bullpen this season. Averaging almost a strikeout per inning on the year. This will be his 20th appearance of the season. And he takes over to face the left-handed bat of Sung Che Cheng. 23-year-old left-hander comes from Reno, Nevada. 12th round pick in 2019 by the Yankees out of the University of Nevada. Pitch to Cheng, low and inside. To begin Anderson's evening. Final line for Zach Messinger. A little bit of everything. 3 2/3 innings. 4 runs on 6 hits. Walked 4. Didn't strike a batter out. 1-0. Fastball at 90 is in there for a strike on Cheng. 2 runs, 3 hits for the Tarpons. 4 runs, 6 hits for the Marauders tonight. Anderson comes with a 1-1. Fastball swung on, fought foul out of play by Cheng. Anderson was at home in Nevada with his parents in Sparks when he was drafted. Felt lots of relief and happiness in the room when his name popped up on the board. 1-2 pitch. Cheng swings and fights another one off foul, left field line. Certainly a moment of pride for both mom and dad for Anderson when he was drafted. His parents both went to Nevada as well. Dad played baseball there. His mom played volleyball. Anderson ahead 1-2. The pitch to Cheng. A swing and a miss. Down he goes on a fastball for strike 3. Inning over. The Marauders get nothing in the fourth. We're on to the fifth. Marauders 4, Tarpons 2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcoming you back inside Lecon Park on a partly sunny Sunday night in our Independence Day celebration. Marauders on top of the Tampa Tarpons 4-2. We go to the fifth inning. Marty the Marauder entertaining everyone just inside the main gate here at Lecon. He's all decked out for the occasion. Fireballing right-hander Christian Charlay to face 2, 3, and 4 in the Tarpons order. Jason Dominguez leads the way. Fellow Dominican, Charlay on the mound, ready with the set of the chest. And the pitch to Dominguez, swing and a miss at a first pitch heater. Dominguez blistered a line drive single to right field, last time up in the third. Ended up coming around to score on a double by Marcos Cabrera. 0-1 pitch. Check swing. Could not hold up on the Charlie slider down. Strike two. Charlie is ready. 0-2 pitch. In the dirt. Couldn't get Dominguez to go for it. 1-2. We are, of course, pretty close to Tampa here. Only about an hour drive on average. There is definitely a Yankees fan contingent around here. He's road gray jersey. A fan walking along the seating bowl down the first base line. 1-2. Swinging a ground ball. Pulled hard to first. Backhanded by Marcos. And he dives into first in time to get him. What a play by Norquis Marcos. Backhanded snag on the hard hit bouncing ball. Full out sprint and the layout head first dive into the bag. Making the tag onto the base with his glove. Heck of an effort there by Norquis Marcos, who has experience at all four infield positions. Austin Wells 0-for-1 with a walk tonight. Bats next. Infield shifted way over onto the lefty pull hitter. The pitch, breaking ball onto the outside corner. Strike one. Marauders getting three of their four runs in the first inning. Added another in the third. Tampa got one run each in the second and third innings. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Austin Wells looked like he tried a little bit too late to almost hold up on that swing. Realized that pitch was low. So he swings through it for strike two. Charlie quickly ready. Here comes his 0-2 pitch. Wells lays off low and inside. Only the fifth inning, but it feels like we've been so much deeper into the game already. Lots of close, heart-thumping scenarios. Tight score, 4-2, Marauders in front. 1-2 pitch, Wells swings in, crushes one high and deep to center field. Campagna moving to his right into left center field. Cool as a cucumber, he makes the grab for round number two. That wind is not playing in hitters' favors tonight. Breeze blowing in from center field probably helped knock down that Wells drive. So it looked like a big, scary fly ball just turned into a relatively deep fly out. Two gone for the Tarpons. That brings up Antonio Gomez. Two outs with nobody on and the pitch to Gomez. Fastball swung on and lined in right field for a base hit. Center fielder Campagna up with the ball cleanly. Antonio Gomez checks in with his. That'll bring up Marcos Cabrera. Two scoreless innings under Charlie's belt tonight. He originally took over with two outs in the third inning. Stranded runners on second and third. This scoreless effort thus far, shrinking his ERA down to 1.86. Here's Marcos Cabrera. First pitch, he swings in, lifts it out of play, first base side. Pinch hit double down the left field line by Cabrera, his first time up. As he was batting for the evidently injured Anthony Garcia. Took a hit-by-pitch to his forearm or his wrist. 0-1, breaking ball, flattens out, misses high. Increasingly cool breeze pushing in from center field. Third baseman Nadal recalling that double down the line last time up. Guarding fairly close to the line here. Now the 1-1, breaking ball, too high again. Tarpons have two runs on four hits. The Marauders with four runs on six hits this evening. 2-1 from Charlie. Fastball at the knees for strike two. Cabrera didn't seem to care for the call. Didn't argue it, though. Big booming firework going off in the distance somewhere beyond right field. Count 2-2. Pitch to Cabrera. Swinging a liner to short. Hit softly. And Chang makes the chest high grab. Inning over. Tarpons leave a man on first. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Marauders on top. 4-2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Nightly hot dog race tonight between innings at Leecom Park and Hot Dog himself, the victory this evening. I believe Hot Dog is the last out of the three and wins this season, so he's got some catching up to do here in the second half. Chase Bowen leads off the bottom of the fifth for Bradenton. First pitch from Ryan Anderson, misses low and outside. Left-hander took over with two outs in the fourth inning and got an inning-ending strikeout of Sung Che Chang. Lefty on righty here as the southpaw Anderson misses outside with a fastball, ball two. The Marauders working with a 4-2 lead here in the series finale. Tarpons winners last night in a close one, 3-2. 2-0. Bowen swings and cracks a hard grounder to short, backhanded by Vargas. Long throw to first on a bounce, and the pick made at first by Chirinos in time to get Bowen. Good play by Vargas there from short on the backhand side. Chirinos, a man with not very much first base, saving a throwing error. Davies Nadal steps in, lefty-on-lefty matchup. Center fielder Dominguez, couple of steps toward right center as Nadal is plunked square in the back. He's onto his knees momentarily in the batter's box, trying to get up. Now he is onto his feet and going into some deep squats. That's going to smart a little bit. Trainer Casey Lee is out to look at Nadal. Slowly removing his batting gloves and bending over the waist. He's trying to shake off the pain of that ball to what appeared to be his lower back. Look at it again. Yep, right to that lower back area. Nadal slowly walks down the first baseline. Lee accompanying him. Casey Lee departs the field, so Davies Nadal good to go. One out hit by pitch. The Marauders have now had at least one base runner in each of their first five innings tonight. Rodolfo Nolasco, the batter. Anderson glances over at first, a high leg kick and a pickoff to first base. Nadal back in, standing up. You wonder if that hit by pitch there may temporarily hinder Nadal on the base paths, at least in terms of stealing attempts. The pitch, Nolasco takes one high. Setting Sun off on the third base side of the ballpark. Glancing off the right field wall. Anderson a long pause, the 1-0. Nolasco swings in, lifts one to right center field. Right for the Richardson coming in, and he makes the catch on the full run. Back into first base goes Nadal. Nolasco hit that one more toward the gap. The breeze taking a hold of it, knocking it down. First time that the Tarpons have gotten Nolasco out tonight. He walked in his previous two plate appearances. Here's Sergio Campagna, who has brought home a run each of his two at-bats. Double play grounder in the first. RBI ground out to second in the third inning. Anderson, a pick out to first base after the high leg kick. Keeping a close eye on Nadal, who is hit by a pitch. Here's the set against his chest. The pitch in the dirt. Runner going. Throw down to second by Wells. And Nadal is safe on the play. A late break there by Davies Nadal, but Austin Wells sailed the throw slightly. And Nadal, with that sheer speed, able to make up for it. And it looked like Wells also had a moment's hesitation in making that throw. Wells popped up out as crouch and into a throwing position. And a little half-pump fake, and then when he was sure Nadal was going, then he threw. That cost him a valuable split second of time. Campagna, the count 1-0. With Nadal on second base. The pitch by Anderson. Campagna looks at strike one on the outside corner. Sergio Campagna changing up his batting stance since his return from the development list, as Joaquin Ramos has been up and moving in the Marauders' bullpen. Campagna almost pointing that bat toward the pitcher, almost a Julio Franco-esque stance. 1-1, swing and a foul tip into and out of Wells' glove. Julio Franco, the longtime big league first baseman who hung around until he was practically 50 years old playing in the big leagues, number of different teams. Always had that bat pointed at an angle, almost directly toward the pitcher or the center fielder. Campagna doing something similar ever since he returned from the development list earlier this week. Marauders 4, Tarpons 2, bottom of the fifth inning at Lecom Park. Anderson comes set, looks at Nadal on second base. And the 1-2 pitch. Campagna swings and lifts a high fly ball down the right field line. Richardson over, giving it a look. Nice stroke to the outfield. Should give the Marauders a 3-run lead. Nadal runs well on second base. Outfielders playing relatively deep here. The 1-2 again. Campagna takes wide. Right fielder Richardson, a good arm out there. Not playing all that deep. Center fielder and left fielder, though, perhaps a touch deeper than Richardson is. 2-2 on Sergio Campagna. Left-hander Anderson delivers, and Campagna takes for strike three. The inning is over. And Campagna wanted a challenge too late on the question, though. The inning comes to an end. We're through five, Bradenton 4, Tampa 2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prize fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Right-hander Joaquin Ramos will pitch the sixth for Bradenton as they face the Tampa Tarpons. Marauders in front 4-2. Left fielder Madison Santos leads off for the Tarpons and takes a first pitch fastball at 94 from Ramos for a called strike. Ramos coming off a bumpy outing last time out. As he shakes off one signal, now gets what he wants. The 0-1 pitch is a fastball high at 96. A spot start on Thursday night for Ramos against the Tarpons. Faced three batters, didn't get any of them out. A walk, a single, then a three-run homer. 1-1 pitch is in there for a strike. An easy 96 miles per hour from the right-hander. Madison Santos 0-for-2. Ramos one of the fastest workers in the league. Wind up over his head. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. At the knee. Strike three inside corner. But Santos asked to challenge. Let's see what we get. Call is upheld. Strike three. Filthy slider from Wilkin Ramos. Retiring the first man he faces here in the sixth inning. Tarpons have just one challenge remaining. Another look at that breaking ball. Absolutely filthy. Inside corner, right at the knees. Here's Ben Cowles. Righty on righty, pitch way upstairs at 97. One live arm after another out of this Marauders bullpen. Christian Charlie touching 98 multiple times on the radar gun. The 1-0, fastball drilled down the right field line, foul. Count goes to 1-1 on Ben Cowles. Drafted in the 10th round last year out of Maryland by the Yankees. 1-1. Slider, lined hard to second. Leaping grab by Michael. And Michael Escoto taking a hit away. Welcome back to the club, Mr. Escoto. Line drive smoked right up the middle. And a little leap to the backhand side. No problem. Two away here in the top of the sixth inning. Wilkin Ramos getting a fresh ball from Nelson Fraley. As he prepares to face Grant Richardson. Marauders 4, Tarpons 2, top 6. Here's the windup and the pitch. Left-handed batter swings and misses. Fastball at 97. These power arms out of the Marauders bullpen on full display tonight. Ramos quickly, the 0-1 toss. Breaking ball at the back foot, low and inside. Richardson holds up on a check swing. The aforementioned Christian Charlie tonight, 2 1/3 scoreless innings. In relief, allowed two hits, didn't walk anybody, struck out a pair. The 1-1, breaking ball, low. If the Marauders go on to hold this lead, Christian Charlie would be the man in line to receive the win. 2-1 coming to Richardson. He swings and pops it up, third base side. Nadal lets it go, it's deep into the seats. Marauders trying to close out this homestand in style. They lead 4-2, top 6. One of the biggest crowds of the season on hand on this Sunday night for our Independence Day celebration. Windup, 2-2 pitch. Richardson swings and lines one down the left field line toward the corner foul. The ball lands out near the visitor's clubhouse. We'll do it again, 2-2. The offering, Ramos misses way inside and almost hits Richardson, waste time. Count goes full, 3-2. Has the side, the windup, the 3-2, swing and a foul back again. Richardson putting up a good fight. Ball ricochets back off the backstop screen, right to the feet of Nelson Fraley, the plate umpire. The windup. Payoff pitch again, swinging a crack bat looper toward first. Easy catch by Norquis Marcos on the edge of the dirt. Inning over. We're on to the bottom of the sixth. Still the Marauders 4, the Tarpons 2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back to Leecom Park in Bradenton, where the Marauders lead the Tampa Tarpons by a score of 4-2. Spencer Smith back with you on this fine evening. Series finale of the six-game set as the Marauders send their big bats to the plate in the bottom of the six. Wyatt Hendry leads off. Left-hander Ryan Andergallo right center. Second baseman Ben Cowles out. Right fielder Richardson charging in. Makes the catch. Full sprint. And ends up with his feet on the infield dirt. One pitch and one away for the Marauders into the bottom of the sixth. Oh, fans, we don't want you to miss out on our Hispanic Heritage Celebration coming up on Saturday, July the 16th. That's less than 2 weeks from now. The Marauders will take the field as the Bradenton Barba Negras as we celebrate local Hispanic and Latino heritage. Game time 6:30 p.m. against the Jupiter Hammerheads, single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets available online at BradentonMarauders.com. Michael Escoto steps in for his third at bat of the night, 1-for-2. Anderson kicks and fires the 0-1. Low and inside. He steps over it. Escoto, 41 games for the Greensboro Grasshoppers at High A this season. Hit just 164. Showed off the power potential, though. Did hit six home runs. The 1-1. Escoto swings and pops this one up right side. First baseman Chirinos yelling for it. And a couple of steps to his right. Takes care of it. Two gone quickly. Fine job lately by Tarpon's pitching. That's seven of the last eight men retired by the Tampa bullpen. Grant Cook next up. He mashed a single to left center, a hard hit ball over the shortstop's head his last time up. The pitch Cook takes just outside. Here in the home half of the sixth inning, Marauders 4, Tarpons 2, series finale at Leecom Park. First time here at home this season, we played an evening game on a Sunday. The 1-0 pitch is swung on, popped up, out of play, first base side. And of course, the big reason for that is we have fireworks coming up after the game. Post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. For all those who are in the ballpark tonight, your emphasis in Bradenton. The 1-1, swung on, fought foul down the first base line. Like Austin Wells, maybe took a little bit of that foul tip there. Grant Cook in that open and crouching stance from the right side. Anderson tosses the 2-2. Cook swings and fouls it right back this way over our heads here in the booth. We'll see another one. Do it again on 2-2. Anderson delivers. And a swing and a bouncing ball pulled to short. Right there, Vargas takes it into his belt buckle. Throw to first on a bounce, and Chirinos can't make the pick. Grant Cook safe on first base, and that'll be a throwing error charged to Alexander Vargas. Vargas may have had his timing thrown off a little bit there on that erratic bounce that brought that ball right up against his belt buckle. Unscrunch himself to make that throw. Now we see a right-hander, Kevin Milam, loosening in the Tarpons bullpen. former collegiate teammate of Marauders right-hander Carlos Lomeli. Norquise Marcos next up for the Marauders. First pitch to him, cut on a miss on an Anderson fastball. Marcos asks for time, wanders out of the batter's box, and he's bending over the waist, feeling some kind of discomfort, not sure what it was. Didn't foul the ball off. He swung and missed cleanly. Whatever it was, he's back and settled in the batter's box. Man on first, two outs. Here's the pitch by Anderson. Swing and a miss through a changeup. Strike two. Marcos displeased with himself. Cleats with his bat barrel. Left-hander sets, and the pitch coming. Marcos swings and hits a bouncer toward the second baseman, Cowles. He gloves it. Easy throw to first in time. Marcos, sprinting all the way, loses his helmet on the way. He's retired, inning over. We're through six in Bradenton. Marauders lead 4-2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
We're now into the seventh inning at Leacom Park. Right-hander Wilkin Ramos, after a scoreless sixth inning, is back to pitch the seventh for the Marauders. And for Bradenton, a 4-2 lead as the grounds crew vacates the field quickly out to the camera well on the third base side. Another drag of the infield between innings. Two runs, four hits for Tampa. Four runs, six hits for Bradenton. Roberto Chirinos leads off the inning for Tampa. Wind up in the pitch. Ramos gets a swing and a crack bat. Looper toward short. Sungche Chang barely has to move. Chest high catch with two hands. Takes care of it. One pitch and one gone. Alexander Vargas, Tarpon's leadoff hitter. 0-3 tonight. Is coming after a two-hit game in each of his last two contests. Wind up and offering. Fastball low and inside at 97 near the toes. Big flash of fireworks going off beyond right center. The 1-0. Fastball, jam shot, fouled out of play behind home plate. Marauders tonight, three runs in the first, an early lead, added one in the third. Tampa, one in the second, one in the third. 1-1 pitch. Fastball outside. Wilkin Ramos regularly sitting 96-97 on his fastball. Vargas gets the next toss. Swings and bounces one foul into the Marauders dugout. A couple of men throwing their hands up and blocking that bouncer. Right in front of their faces, a couple of guys leaning over the padded railing trying to scoop the ball up with their hats, and it looked like Randy Romero was the man who came up with it. 2-2. Taken high and outside, Vargas draws a full count. Tarpon's leadoff hitting shortstop, a ground out, a fly out to right field, and a pop out to the shortstop. 3-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Ramos going outside off the plate slightly with a fastball and got him to chase. Jason Dominguez up for his fourth at bat of the night. He's 1-for-3. First pitch to him. Big slider from Ramos. Drops into the zone at knee height for strike one. The Martian, a line drive single to right field in the third inning. 0-1. Fastball too high. Dominguez putting together a solid first full-length professional season. Began in the complex league last year. 1-1. Lone inside. Skips in the dirt. And Dominguez... I think he might have thought that ball hit him. Well, hold on a second. They call a strike on that? Plate umpire Nelson Fraley called that a swinging strike on a check swing. Okay. 1-2 from Ramos. Up and away, ball two. Ramos, five up, five down. Looking for a clean seventh. His motion. 2-2 pitch. Dominguez swings and misses. Strike three. Fastball got him. Three up, three down by Wilkin Ramos here in the seventh. Time to stretch here at Lecom Park. 4-2 Marauders lead. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
You are the one I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. These are the things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
And it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Marty the Marauder with his dance routine at the end of the seventh inning stretch here at Lecom Park. Going with a little 70s disco feel tonight. Marty always at the forefront of the fun. He got the hot dog race. He got the... There's part of his dance routine. Sung Jae Chang leads off the seventh for the Marauders. He takes a look at strike one from Ryan Anderson. If you're watching on MLB TV tonight, you get all the sights that go along with the sounds here. 0-1 on Sung Jae Chang, who is 1-for-3. Next pitch, a breaking ball, low and outside. Tarpon's looking to Ryan Anderson as a workhorse out of the bullpen. That ERA on the season, shrinking down to 2.39 for the big lefty. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Chang trying to go after that pitch down and in. Two and a third scoreless and hitless tonight by Ryan Anderson in relief. 1-2. Chang lays off a slider outside. Zach Messinger, right-hander, got the start tonight for Tampa. He got shelled. Four runs on six hits over 3 2/3 innings. Walked four, didn't strike out a single batter. 2-2 on Chang. The pitch. Inside, he hit him. Second batter that Ryan Anderson has hit tonight. Chang finds his way onto the base paths to lead off the seventh for Bradenton. Timeout called. Here's Tarpons manager Rachel Balkovic out of the visitor's dugout. Looks like we will have a call to the bullpen here for the Tarpons. And in comes a new right-hander from the pen. We'll step aside. 4-2 Marauders lead, bottom of the seventh. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Right-hander Kevin Milam is on to pitch in relief for the Tarpons. Second man out of the bullpen tonight for the visiting team. As we welcome you back to Leacom Park on this Sunday night, crowd into it. Marauders leading 4-2. And a look at the numbers on Milam this season. 3.77 ERA, over 19 appearances. He has struck out 39 while walking only 4 over 28 and two-thirds innings. Milam was a collegiate teammate of Marauders right-hander Carlos Lomeli. Talked to Lomeli earlier today about teaming up with Milam on the pitching staff at St. Mary's College in California before these men began their professional careers. And Lomeli said, yeah, great guy. Very talented. Also played some infield in college. So he was a two-way player. Milam faces Jace Bowen with a man on first, nobody out here in the seventh. The pitch. Bowen takes a fastball. Sung Chae Chang on first base. He was hit by a pitch right up against the shoulder blade by left-hander Ryan Anderson, who departed immediately thereafter. Spin and a pickoff to first base. Almost gets away from the first baseman, Chirinos. Chang diving back in safely. Chirinos trying to stagger over to his backhand side and trying to fake that the ball got away from him. Chang not falling for it. Casey Harms coaching at first base, likely helping out on top of that as well. Milam with the 0-1 to Bowen. Chang goes for second. Pitch to strike. Throw to second by Wells. Not in time. Chang is safe. Split second hesitation by Garrett Griffin on the call. Bang, bang play. Chang slides in head first ahead of the tag. Yes, indeed. Replay appears to show safe. Tarpons didn't seem to like it, but here comes manager Rachel Balkovic out to talk with Garrett Griffin about that call. Balkovic, hands on her hips, doesn't appear to be steamed, but is wanting an explanation nonetheless. Balkovic pointing towards second base, and I'm really not sure what can happen here. Sung Jae Chang with a steal of second base. Strong throw from Austin Wells, but it was a little bit to the third base side of the second base bag. So that did not put the second baseman Cal's glove in the optimum spot to receive that throw and make the tag. Frustrated and miffed Balkovic back into that visitor's dugout. Chang safe on second on the steal. 1-1 the count on Jace Bowen. Milam offers the pitch. Chang gets a swing and a miss on a slider for strike two. Bowen singled his first time up tonight. Since then, he has popped out to the second baseman and grounded out to short. Chang dancing off second. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Bowen goes down, swinging strike three. Davies Nadal trying to keep it going for the Marauders. Randall is right in the center of that three-run eruption in the first inning for Bradenton. This evening, teeming with opportunities for the Marauders' bats. Here's the pitch to Nadal, up and away for ball one. With Chang on second, Milam a long look back. Here's the pitch. Nadal swings and pops it up on the third base side. Cabrera giving it a look. This gets well out of play onto the metal roof over the third base seats. Right-handed action in the Marauders' bullpen. Mr. Reliable, Dante Mendoza, is out there throwing. One of the best relievers in the entire league this season. Milam with a 1-1 to Nadal. Taken for a high strike two. Sung Che Chang at second base. Hit by a pitch. Stole second. Milam throwing five of his seven pitches so far for strikes. He steps off the rubber now. Davis Nadal with that black shin guard strapped onto his right leg. Tall and slightly open stance from the left side. Here's the 1-2. He swings, cracks his bat. Flare right center field. Falling. In for a base hit. Up to third base goes Sung Che Chang. Stopped right there. He is now hung up, but he goes back into third base. Almost a hairy situation is Davis Nadal. Here's what happened there. Second baseman, center fielder, right fielder all converge. Picked up by Jason Dominguez. He threw home in the general direction of the cutoff man. Ball cut off by the first baseman, Chirinos. Chang almost got hung up between second and third, but then Chirinos' attention went to Nadal, who was taking second when the throw went toward home. So some astute base running there by the Marauders, who now have two in scoring position with only one out, and the Tarpons infield will play up. Davies Nadal has a two-hit night. He's reached base safely in each of his four plate appearances, in fact. Righty on righty, the pitch to Rodolfo Nolasco. Fastball strike on the outside corner. All four infielders for the Tarpons playing up on the cut of the grass. Chang on third, Nadal on second base. The pitch. Swing and a miss by Nolasco through a slide piece. Strike two. Golden opportunity for the Marauders to stretch this two-run lead at the bottom of the seventh. Here's the set. Milam with an 0-2 pitch. Nolasco takes outside. Good-looking slider. Tough one to lay off, but he did. Chang at third. He was hit by a pitch. Nadal on second base. He's singled. Took second on a throw toward home. 1-2 pitch. Nolasco swings and lines one down the left field line. A base hit. That's headed all the way to the corner. Chang scores right behind Nadal. Rodolfo Nolasco stops at second base with a two-run double. 6-2, the Marauders lead. Beautiful two-run double, Nolasco, and the Marauders have their largest lead of the night. They're up by four. Sergio Campagna looking to keep the train moving. Milam, the right-hander, faces the right-handed batter. Pitch, a breaking ball strike up in the zone. Marauders bats collecting six runs on now eight hits tonight. Six runs, a new high water mark for the series. The 0-1, fastball just low, ball one. Rodolfo Nolasco perhaps still catching his breath a little bit after that two-run double to left field. crucial stroke here in what has been a tight ball game. 1-1. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss by Campagna. Strike two. Big, big cut. Milam squeezing the rosin bag behind the mound. Surveying his teammates' depth defensively behind him. Still just one out in the inning with Nolasco at second. Milam sets, bringing his hands together at the belt. 1-2 pitch. Nolasco goes for third. Check swing up by Campagna. He went around. Strike three. Throw to third, though, is not in time. Nolasco swipes it. Rodolfo Nolasco steals third base. Throw out toward foul territory by the catcher Wells. Not on its mark to the third baseman Cabrera. Rodolfo, or rather Sergio Campagna, however, down on strikes. Not able to hold up on the check swing. Wyatt Hendry looking to bring Nolasco home from third. 6-2, Marauders in front in the seventh inning. The pitch, Milam went slider on the first pitch. Dante Mendoza continuing to throw in the Marauders bullpen. Wyatt Hendry getting the 0-1 from Milam. Swing and a miss. Another slider, strike two. Hendry's 1-for-3. Line drive RBI single to right field in the first inning, capping the Marauders' three-run rally. They have held the lead ever since. Nolasco easing off third base into his lead. And the 0-2 to Hendry. Taken. Strike three at the belt. Inning is over. Marauders get two, though, on the Nolasco two-run double. And we'll be back for the top of the eighth inning here at Lee Compton Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lee Compton Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Compton Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us at Lee Compton Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We go to the eighth inning, and right-hander Dante Mendoza is on the pitch for the Marauders. A between innings race there down the right field line, moderated by, who else? Marty the Marauder. 6-2, Bradenton in front of Tampa. Austin Wells, left-handed hitting catcher for the Tarpons, leads off. Mendoza, 6-foot, 5-inch tall right-hander, misses outside with his first pitch, a fastball for ball one. 2-1 scoreless by Christian Charley. 2 scoreless and 2 perfect, in fact, from Wilkin Ramos, leading into Mendoza here. The 1-0 pitch is onto the outside corner, a strike. Mendoza, 23-year-old from Torrance, California. originally drafted by Cleveland, traded to the Pirates in 2018. 1-1 pitch, fastball swung on line softly to left. Sung Che Chang reaches out and makes a great grab. That soft liner on a cracked bat hung up a little bit too long for Wells. And Sung Che Chang with a full extension grab, sprinting to his backhand side. What a play by Sung Che Chang. One out here in the eighth inning. An absolute wizard at shortstop. Here's Antonio Gomez. He's 1-for-2, a single and a walk tonight. Mendoza kicks and delivers. Fastball inside, almost hits him. Numbers for Mendoza this season, magnificent. 18 appearances, 1.42 ERA, 1.03 whip. Here's his 1-0 to Gomez. Fastball, check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. Opponents are batting 151 against Mendoza this season. 31 strikeouts over 25 and a third innings. Three saves to his credit. The 2-0. Fastball drilled down the right field line. Foul. Oh, that one ricochets into the lower level of seats. Everybody's okay. Mendoza, one of the Florida State League's best relievers. He's not allowed an earned run in 11 of his last 12 appearances. 2-1. Fastball fouled back by Gomez. Late on the swing, and it's 2-2. Antonio Gomez has a little bit of that pop from the right side. Two home runs on the year. Playing in just over 40 games of the season. One out with the bases empty for the Tarpons here in the eighth. 2-2 the count. Mendoza fires. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss for strike three. Gomez flails wildly after it. Mendoza gets the swinging strikeout. Devastating curve. Marcos Cabrera, 1-for-2 with an RBI double in the third inning. We'll bat next. Mendoza sets, kicks and deals, and a fastball swung on foul back. Talking with Mendoza last week in Dunedin, said that refining his command has been key to his game. A little bit wild to begin the season. Refining that command, though, especially on fastballs down in the zone, helping set up that big curveball. Has helped him come a long way. A few weeks ago, he also started using a changeup in game action. Especially useful against left-handed batters. 0-1. Fastball at the knees for strike two. Visiting Tarpons running out of outs tonight. Marauders leading 6-2. We're in the top of the eighth with two gone. Mendoza, 0-2 pitch. Cabrera takes a curveball. Strike three. Inning over. Dante Mendoza dominates here in the eighth inning. We head to the home half. Marauders 6, Tarpons 2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Thank you.
happy Independence Day weekend to everyone watching or listening tonight. This is our Independence Day celebration here at Lecom Park tonight. Michael Escoto leads off the bottom of the eighth for the Marauders. First pitch, she takes a slider a little high from Kevin Milam. Ball one. Marauders 6, Tarpons 2, finale of a six-game series. Escoto, tall, upright, right-handed stance, the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Mentioned earlier, 41 games at high yield. 36% strikeout rate in his plate appearances. Hit 164, went down to the Florida Complex League in mid-June. 1-1 pitch is away for ball two. Pirates hoping that Escoto could recenter himself and rediscover his stroke. Played pretty well in three games. Went 3-for-10 at the plate. Now rejoining the Marauders here early in the month of July. 2-1. Fastball, crack bat, soft liner over the mound. One hop to the second baseman. Cowles, he grabs it, throws to first in time. One away, and that's now two broken bats by Michael Escoto tonight. Grant Cook will bat next. He's 1-for-3. Smoked a line drive single over the shortstop's head in the fourth inning. Marauders looking to pad their lead a little bit more here in the bottom of the eighth. In front by four. Milam kicks and delivers. Breaking ball swung on line to short. Off the glove of Vargas and into left field. Grant Cook laces one just out of Vargas' reach. And they're going to give him a base hit. Vargas full extension on the reach, although the ball did tip off his glove. Not quite routine effort there. So Cookie gets a two-hit night. His fourth multi-hit game of the season. And Norquis Marcos bats next. He's 0-for-2 with a walk. Milam in a closed-off stance on the mound. Sets, delivers, and a breaking ball in for a strike. Last game on the homestand tonight. Marauders closing out their series with the Tarpons. This is Tampa's final visit of the season to Lecom Park. The 0-1 pitch. Marcos swings late on the fastball and misses. 0-2. The Marauders, meanwhile, will travel up to Tampa for their only trip to George Steinbrenner Field in August. So still got a ways to go for that one. 0-2 on Norquis Marcos. Milam, the pitch. Swung on, popped him up, first base side, headed out of play. Turned into a very pleasant evening. Nice big crowd here on our Independence Day celebration. Dark skies, just a slight cool breeze, not too humid. Beautiful night for baseball. 0-2 pitch to Marcos, high and inside, just over his dome. He goes leaning back away from it. Goes to 1-2 on the Marauders' first baseman, hitting ninth in the order. Outfield straight away on the right-handed batter. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on a slider. Strike three. So two gun for Bradenton. That brings up Sungjae Chang, who will make his fifth plate appearance of the evening. Chang singled in the first, hit by a pitch in the seventh, then in both instances later went around to score. Marauders leading the Tarpons 6-2 here in the home half of the eighth inning. The pitch, breaking ball, misses low and inside. Good looking pitch. Marauders bullpen is quiet, so Dante Mendoza will be back to pitch the ninth inning. Time call, the challenge coming. That call is upheld. So the Tarpons are now out of challenges for the rest of the night. 1-0 to Chang. Swing and a miss through the slider. A peek ahead to the top of the ninth inning. The Tarpons would send 6-7-8 in their order to the plate against Mendoza. That's Madison Santos, Ben Cowles, Grant Richardson. Two outs, a runner on first. That is Grant Cook, who lined a single to left field. 1-1 to Chang. Takes low, 2-1. right-hander, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, 24-year-old from the Bay Area. 2-1, swinging a chopper foul by Chang. That was the loudest boom of fireworks we've heard so far tonight, and the best are yet to come. That was somewhere in the neighborhood outside of here. Sung Jae Ching. Three home runs, 23 runs batted in, trying to extend this Marauders' eighth. 2-2 pitch, taken in the dirt. Wells keeps it close, and Cook on first base, not able to go anywhere. He'll get to run in this next pitch, though. 3-2, two outs. Marauders in front by four. First baseman Chirinos plays behind the runner, Cook. He breaks the pitch, is swung on, bounced down the first baseline, foul. Chirinos knocks him down on the in foul territory. Flips it over the netting to a kid, and right there, waiting with his glove, a kid in a white T-shirt. Milam peering into Wells, gets the signal, hands together at the belt. The 3-2 again, Cook breaks for second, breaking ball swung on, fouled back by Chang. We'll see another. And Grant Cook right about now probably thinking in Chang's direction, hey man, gotta end this at bat somehow. I can't keep running on every pitch here. Got another half inning to catch when we're done. 3-2, two outs with Cook on first base. Sung Jae Ching will get pitch number 8 of the at-bat next. Milam ready. He deals, runner breaks, breaking ball is low for ball 4. Chang draws a walk. An 8-pitch walk by Sung Jae Ching. The Marauders not done with the bats. Jace Bowen will be the hitter. Timeout called. Here comes pitching coach Grayson Crawford for a mound visit. Kevin Milam staring off into space, frustrated, dismayed. Just trying to figure out a way out of this eighth inning. Already saw two runs cross the plate against him on the Rodolfo Nolasco two-run double in the seventh. While we have a moment, let's check in on other scores in the Florida State League. Unfortunately, one game has already been postponed tonight down in Fort Myers. Mighty Muscles were set to host the Dunedin Blue Jays, so that series finale has been wiped away. St. Lucie out on the East Coast. St. Lucie Mets 8-2 over the Jupiter Hammerheads. And the other final score in the league tonight, Palm Beach 3-1 over Daytona. One other game still in progress in the FSL. Lakeland on top of Clearwater, just an hour north of us at BayCare Ballpark. Flying Tigers leading 8-6. Flying Tigers will play host to the Marauders this coming week. Mound meeting over. Jace Bowen settles into the box. First and second, two outs for the Marauders. Already up by four here in the bottom of the eighth. Right-hander Milam delivers, and Bowen swings big and misses through a slider. Timing looked just about right there for Bowen on the swing. Couldn't make contact. Right-hander and slider specialist Trevor Holloway throwing in the Tarpons bullpen. For Bradenton on base, Cook on second, Chang on first. The 0-1, Bowen swings and misses. Got another slider, that's strike two. Down the Marauders dugout, right-hander Dante Mendoza getting mentally prepared to finish things off on the mound next half inning. Next pitch will be number 40 in relief for Kevin Milam. 0-2 to Bowen. He takes in the dirt. Good block by Wells. He went with a third straight slider. Bowen will see another one. Sung Jae Ching on second base, talking with shortstop Alex. The 1-2 pitch from Milam. Bowen swings and misses. He chases the liner outside. Strike three, inning over, and the Marauders strand two. But three outs to go for a win here at Lecom Park. Dante Mendoza back to the mound. 6-2, Bradenton leading. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Ruzecka. If you're looking for some summer fun,
grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Packed house here at Leacom Park in Bradenton. The Marauders lead the Tampa Tarpons by a score of 6-2, and the Marauders are 3 outs away from putting this baby in the bag. Right-hander Dante Mendoza returning to the mound for the top of the ninth inning after a scoreless eighth inning of work. Marauders bullpen has been lights out tonight in this series finale. There's a throw down to second by Grant Cook. Warm-up's finished, and up toward the plate strides Madison Santos to lead off for the Tarpons. 6-7-8 in the order for the Tarpons here in the ninth inning. Madison Santos 0-3, a pair of strikeouts and a ground out. Six-foot-five-inch-tall right-hander Mendoza ready. His first pitch of the inning is a fastball low and outside to the left-handed batter. He outs to go for a series-ending victory. 1-0 from Mendoza. Santos lays off low for ball two. Eighth inning saw Mendoza get a soft line out to the shortstop. Then back-to-back strikeouts to finish off the inning quickly. He's behind 2-0 on Madison Santos. Pitch number three is a fastball. First strike, one on the outside half. Mendoza gently kicking some excess dirt loose from his cleats. As he sets, just a couple inches away from his chest. 2-1 pitch coming. Fastball again. This is outside. 3-1. A win in this game would move the Marauders within two games of first place in the second half standings for the West Division. 3-1 from Mendoza. Taken at the knees for strike two. Keep in mind, the Tarpons do not have any challenges remaining tonight. Santos ready in the box. Mendoza sets on the hill. 3-2 pitch coming. It is swung on, lifted to left field. Fairly deep. Bowen running back onto the track. He reaches up and makes the two-handed catch. One gone here in the ninth inning. Santos put good wood on it. To the wrong spot, though, as Bowen is able to flag it down near the wall. Ben Cowell's the next man up. 1-3 with a bloop triple down the right field line in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Cowell's takes a fastball in tight. Again, last one on the homestand for the Marauders before they hit the road tomorrow for Lakeland. Six-game series against the Flying Tigers. The 1-0 pitch coming. Fastball taken low. Ball two. In a third of scoreless work tonight, shrinking that ERA down to 1.35. 2-0. Fastball. This is just inside. He goes to 3-0 on Ben Cowles. infield. Slid around to the pole side on the right-handed batter. 3-0. Cowles taking all the way. Takes low for ball four. Not the result that Mendoza wanted there. Timeout called. Catcher Grant Cook is out for a mound visit. That Marauders bullpen is still quiet. Mendoza will have a relatively long leash, I'd imagine, here in the ninth inning. Marauders are up by four. Mound visit continues between Cook and Mendoza. Shortstop Sungche Chang also joining them. And the fireworks out in the neighborhood are in full force now. Night has fully fallen here in Bradenton. Deep navy blue skies all around us. So the show is on throughout town. Make no mistake, it'll be the best show in town here after the game. Post-game fireworks coming up. Grant Richardson stands in, takes a fastball wide for ball one. Mendoza losing the touch on the fastball a little bit here in the ninth inning. Got the leadoff man, though. One out with a runner on first base. The 1-0. Fastball again. Too high. Ball two. Don't believe we have yet seen a curveball from Mendoza this inning. Timeout called. Here is pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo for a visit. Now, seemingly just about every win for the Marauders lately has been a hard-fought one. Marauders, unfortunately, this season have not had very many easy victories, especially in the last couple of months. This series finale, though, having held a potent offense like this Tarpons club to just two runs on four hits. Pretty remarkable feat. Luis Peralta, a bit erratic, tonight's Marauders starter. 2 2/3 innings, walked, struck out five. Christian Charlie, however, 2 1/3 scoreless. Wilkin Ramos, a pair of scoreless innings. Now Dante Mendoza trying to hold the Tarpon scoreless here in the ninth. 2-0 to Grant Richardson. Fastball for a strike on the knees and on the outside corner. Ben Cowles, a four-pitch walk. He's on first base. The 2-1. Richardson takes in the dirt, plucked out by Cook. A third consecutive three-ball count here in the ninth inning by Mendoza. Tarpons are going to be disciplined here moving forward with the way this inning has gone for Mendoza. Runner breaks, 3-1, swung on, fouled off behind home plate. Cowles into second base with a headlong dive, and he'll have to head back on the foul ball. Three and two the count. Cowles with a small lead off of first base. Payoff pitch to Richardson. Is swung on, grounded hard to second base. Escoto to second for one. Chang to first. It is in time. Ball game over. Marauders win it. 6-2 the final score here at Lee Cobb Park. Escoto to Chang to Marcos. 4-6-3 double play seals this one for Bradenton in front of a packed house. What a way to finish it in front of a packed house here at Leacon Park on our Independence Day celebration this evening. We'll step aside when we come back. The Marauders postgame show is coming your way. Don't miss it. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels.
For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders Postgame Show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Leacon Park for the Marauders postgame show. Spencer Smith back with you on this fine evening. Marauders win it tonight. Final score of 6-2 over the Tampa Tarpons. And here's how it all went down tonight. All start with a three-run first inning rally for the Marauders. Three straight singles by Sungche Cheng, Jace Bowen, and Davies. The Marauders went on to add a run on a ground into a double play by Sergio Campagna. Wyatt Hendry added an RBI single, stroked into right field. That made it a 3-0 Marauders lead after one. However, the Tarpons immediately struck back in the second inning. They got an RBI ground out off the bat of Ben Cowles. Third inning, the Tarpons came within a run as they got a pinch hit RBI double to left field by Marcos Cabrera. So that brought Tampa within one run, 3-2. They would not come any closer, though. The Marauders plated a run instantly in the bottom of the third to return the favor. Sergio Campagna with an RBI ground out. After neither team scored through the next 3.5 innings, Bradenton padded its lead on a Rodolfo Nolasco two-run double to left field in the bottom of the seventh. That was huge in giving the Marauders some breathing room. Turned a two-run lead into a four-run lead. Marauders bullpen lights out the rest of the way. Christian Charlie, Wilkin Ramos, and then Dante Mendoza locked it down for the win. Mendoza, a couple of strikeouts in his outing, and got a game-ending 4-6-3 double play to complete this one here in Bradenton. Here are the happy totals in this game. For the Tarpons, 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. They left 6 men on base. And for the Marauders, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and 8 men left on base. The winning pitcher with 2 1/3 scoreless in relief is Christian Charlie. The loss goes to Zach Messinger with 4 runs allowed over 3 2/3 innings. No save in the game. Time of game, 2 hours and 41 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,052 here at Leacom Park. A huge one. Enjoying this Marauders victory tonight. With their win, the Marauders improved to 4-5 in the second half standings, 33-41 overall. And with the Tarpons' loss, they dropped to 6-3 in the second half, 33-42 overall. More importantly, the Marauders move within 2 games of that first place spot in the West Division standings here in the second half. We'll step aside again. When we come back, we will give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our millions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders postgame show continues in Leacon Park. It's time to introduce our Marauders player of the game. And tonight, those honors go to Christian Charlie, right-hander from the Dominican Republic, out of the bullpen. Struck out 2 batters over 2 1/3 scoreless innings. Gave up only 2 hits. That fastball touched 98 on the radar gun a handful of times. And Christian Charlie, with his exciting electric performance out of the Marauders bullpen, is tonight's Marauders player of the game. Well, that's a wrap here on the homestand. The Marauders tomorrow hit the road for Lakeland to take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, the single-A affiliate of the Detroit Tigers, a Monday game tomorrow. Of course, you got to have baseball in the fourth, so the Marauders will play the series opener tomorrow, take the day off Tuesday, and then go from there in the rest of the series. First pitch tomorrow at Publix Field in Lakeland is scheduled for 5 p.m. Marauders have yet to announce their starting pitcher, while the Flying Tigers will go with right-hander Wilkel Hernandez. Again, first pitch 5 o'clock tomorrow in Lakeland at Publix Field for the series opener against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Once again, the final score tonight, the Marauders 6, the Tampa Tarpons 2. We're getting ready for post-game fireworks here at Lee-Com. So we're going to say so long. For everyone here at the Bradenton Marauders and for our hardworking crew who makes it all run, this is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Lee-Com Park.
Thank you for listening to this presentation.